Well, happy noontime to you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley here at the University of Healing with Instant Illumination. At one time, Newport University was interested in having us be affiliated with them. In fact, having us be operating out of their headquarters. And the president of Newport Unity at that time was very interested in doing this. And Eddie Meyer was working with them and still is working with Newport University, I understand. And they wanted us to be part of their organization. But what would happen, because it's an academic university, is that our whole way of doing things would have to change from a non-academic to an academic, and that's not the way we share, because we teach metaphysics. And academics comes out of metaphysics and is born out of metaphysics, and from metaphysics is the thought. Metaphysics is founded upon thought, and it is founded upon the divine new thoughts that are flooding forth in man's consciousness all the time. The greatest people who use metaphysics are philosophers. Philosophers are the foundation of all religion. All religions come out of a philosophy. They come out of some great person who brought forth an idea and shared it. It was again a thought, and he shared this thought, which became a philosophy, and this philosophy became a religion because people wanted to keep the founder's name in there generally and keep an outside cause for it, not realizing that every cause comes directly from within. So Jesus listened to the divine within him. Buddha listened to the divine within him. All great thinkers, philosophers, teachers, religious leaders listen to the divine within them. And they say this openly and very definitely and very significantly, and yet equally definitely and significantly they are not understood or followed because people think that there is something greater than these philosophers. And truly there is something greater, their thought. And that thought that is available to everybody. Here in the University of Healing, we have students from all over the world taking our programs. And the students read the coursework and they read the lessons and they see that they're supposed to do things. They're supposed to be first person present tense positive. They're supposed to be stay away from the negative and dwell in the positive, in the uplifting, in the beneficial to them. But unfortunately, they don't know how to give an example of a negative thing and make it positive. But in truth, there is no negative, and in truth, everything is positive, and in truth, every illustration that they give has a solution. An illustration tells a story. Oh, did you know this little boy went to the park and he played in the park and he fell off the swing and he fell off the swing and he fell off the swing. Every time he'd get on the swing, he'd get going and he'd fall off the swing. And pretty soon he said to himself, I'm doing something wrong. I want to do something right. I want to get on that swing and I want to stay and I want to swing. And so he stopped and looked at the swing. He said, the swing has two ropes coming down on each side and a seat. Now, if I stop that swing and I put my seat on the seat and I put one hand on one side and one hand on the other side and sit back and begin to rock back and forth, the swing will start to swing. And if I take my hands and push and pull and push and pull, it'll make me go even faster. And if I hold on firm, I won't fall off. I will hold on firm and I'll hang on there. And wow! Now, he did it. And so he rushed up to his friends. oh, I was on the swing and I swung and I swing, and it was so wonderful. I had such a good time. Now, another young boy, he gets on the swing and falls off, and 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 gets on the swing and falls off, until he thinks the only thing is going to fall off. And then he too stops and listens, and he says, there's a board there to sit on, and there are two ropes to hang me on. Now I'm going to sit on that swing, and I'm going to put my hands on the two side ropes, and I'm going to hold on. But there's nobody to push me. Well, let's see. If I wiggle back and forth, maybe it'll go a little bit. And if I push my hands forward, and as I wiggle forward and pull my hands back, as I wiggle back and push and pull, hey, that works. Wow! And he ran off to tell his friends of his great encounter. And he said, hey, guys, guess what? You know what? I got on that swing over there, and I fell off. And I got on the swing, and I fell off. And I got on... 10 times I fell off this. Okay, I've had enough. I don't want any losers around it. No. I finally figured out how to do it. Well, okay, who needs the discussion of all the things that led up to it? We're not here as a training school of falling off the swing. We're here as a training school of sitting on the swing and having fun. That's what the playground equipment is for, to sit on and play on and have fun with it, not to fall off it, not to hurt ourselves, not to do dumb stuff, not to not use it, but to use it. And so if I told all the children in school, hey, Johnny was on the swing and he fell off, Johnny was on the swing and he fell off, Johnny was on the swing and he got all bruised up and he got all, but the kid, nobody would get on the swing. Nobody will try the swing. But if I say, Johnny got on the swing, and he figured out how to make it go without anybody around, and he just pushed his hands forward and pulled them back and swung, and he got going so high, he almost did a loop-de-loop around the top bar. He was so good. Now, isn't that a much more interesting story? And isn't that a truer story? Now, if in fact Johnny got on the swing and fell off and fell off and gave up, then that's a story too. But that's a negative story. But what did he do? He gave up. That's a positive thing. He decided not to fall off anymore. And to not fall off, you just don't get on. And that's a perfectly okay too. But you see, that's a positive result. He found out, I won't fall off if I don't get on. So he doesn't get on anymore, and that's what he learned from his experience. But the other Johnny, he learned from his experience that if you just keep trying and then stop and think for a moment at any point and say, how can I get on there and stay on? They don't have seat belts on swings, you know. They really should have seat belts on swings so that you don't fall off, you know. And they do on little children's swings, you know. They have seat belts on little children's swings because they don't want the children to fall off while they're learning how to swing. But all children don't get to learn to swing early in life. They swing later on, and so they have to learn how to do it. In the uni work, we ask students to bring examples to describe what they're doing. And most of them bring examples of falling off the swing. They don't give the example, or they may get to it, but they don't give the example usually of how to stay on the swing. My test today is, how will I get on that swing and stay on the swing and make it go? Now, my test today is, how will I get on the swing and stay on the seat? Well, that might be a step in the right direction, but that's not what you want to do. You say, how will I get on the swing and make it swing for me? And so, that the solution now is what? I get on the swing to make it swing for me by getting on the seat and holding on to the two straps, the two ropes coming down, and hold on real firm and get my seater back, and then start to wiggle and push and wiggle. And, you know, it works. It works. You don't need anybody to push you. Not if you use your head. And parents are always pushing the kids. Everybody's always pushing the kids. Come on, give me a push. I want to ride. Well, push yourself. I can't. Well, get my feet on the ground and push and then jump up in the seat and hold on. You don't have to. Well, what do you mean I don't have to? Well, you just sit there, you lean forward with your hands against the rope, and then you pull back, and then you lean forward, and you pull back, and in no time at all, you've got that swing flying just the way you want to, and you're in charge of every step along the way, and it's not frightening because you made it go more and made it go more, and it was your choice each step along the way. Some big person didn't come along and take you and go whoosh and scare the living daylights out of you so you wet your pants, and you didn't do that. But you just made it go by yourself, and it was a wonderful thing. But now, this is the type of thing. You want to give a good illustration, but you have to think. You have to use your head. If you're going to give an illustration, what was the good? As I tell you so often, we watch videos, and we just try to select videos that are uplifting and beneficial and happy and musical and dancing and all sorts of good stuff. And after the video, I often ask, what is the redeeming quality of that video? And most of the group want to say the obvious thing of what the purpose of the video was. They don't want to stop and think, what was that hidden meaning that was beneath this? Well, in other words, why did the author write the script in the first place? Why did the studio want to put it on in the first place? They didn't want to put it on for the obvious. They wanted to put it on for the subtlety of it, that it was showing show business at its best, showing these actors at their prime, and so forth. And so, you see, when I say, what is the redeeming quality of the movie? Did you get the message of what the producers were attempting to tell you? Did you get the message of what the actors were trying to tell you as they were acting in this movie? They didn't want to play those people. They wanted to play themselves. So they introduced as much of themselves into the character as they can. And they made the character as real as they could because they wanted to do their job well. So when you write anything, always remember, what's the redeeming quality of life? What's the redeeming quality of the illustration you're giving? What's the redeeming quality of you existing here on planet Earth? What's the redeeming quality of you existing here on planet Earth, Ellen?
To be myself and have fun.
Well, what's redeeming about that?
That's all what is.
That's what I am. Mm-hmm. To be myself and have fun. That's her redeeming quality. Now, does she always live that? Or does she have occasion where she forgets and she says, oops, oops, oops. You know, and we have to watch it because if we do that, what happens? If we do that,
we fall off the swing.
And we do not want to fall off the swing. We get on there because we want to enjoy it. Well, pay attention to those things in your life. And as you watch for the beneficial, the positive, you'll be able to give illustration upon illustration of how your life is a lovely, beautiful, uplifting, happy situation. And you can always give what is the virtue, the benefits, what is the value of that movie, that story, that illustration, that experience that you had. Have a good day. And know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.